我们感谢你，因为你是一个说话的神。
Lord, we thank you. You are speaking God.
你天天愿意对我们说话。
Every day you want to speak to us.
你何等盼望你的儿女们都知道你的心意。
Oh, you desire that your children know your heart's desire.
那我们早上我们都来认识你的心意。
Oh, may we know your purpose today.
准备我们的心愿。
Lord, prepare our hearts.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In your precious name we pray.
我们只有二十分钟了，现在。
We have 20 minutes.
所以我们要一起来看，约书亚记十五章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 15.
所以我们要讲得很快。
So we will speak very fast.
约书亚记十五章有六十三节。
Chapter 15, there are 63 verses.
念一遍就去掉五分钟了。
If we read it, then we will lose 5 minutes of over.
所以我们不能念。
So we cannot read it.
我们就念几节就好了。
Let's read some of the verses.
好，我们念第一节一起来。
Let's read verse 1.
犹大支派按着宗族占据所得之地，是在境南边到以东的犹大向南直到新的旷野。好，我们再念16节到20节。
Verse 16-20.
预备，来，加勒说，谁能攻打基列西伯，将城夺取，我就把我的女儿加撒给他为妻。加勒兄弟基纳斯的儿子俄陀涅夺取了那城，加勒就把女儿加沙过门的时候，见丈夫向父亲求一块饼，加沙一下雨。加勒问他说：“你要什么？”他说：“求你赐福给我，你竟将我安置在南地，求你也给我水泉。”他父亲就把上泉和下泉赐给他。以下是犹太支派按着宗族所得的分别。最后我们读六十三节。至于住在耶路撒冷的耶夫士人，犹大人不能把他们赶出去。耶夫士人却在耶路撒冷和犹大人同住，直到今日。十五章我们可以分成三段。
Chapter 15 can be divided into three parts.
你仔细读的话，头一段。是讲到以色列犹大支派所得到的那一块地。
The first portion speak concerning the land which the tribe of Judah had gained.
那你所讲的地名就是把这一块地把它特别的标示出来。
And this land is specially taken out for them.
中间一段讲到加勒的女儿。
And the middle portion speak of the daughter of Caleb.
然后最后一段讲到的是犹大支派所得到的城。
And the last portion speaks concerning the cities gained by the tribe of Judah.
当神描述犹大人犹大支派所得的产业的时候，他首先是告诉我们他们所得到的地，然后是告诉我们他们所得到的城。
And when the Lord is describing the inheritance gained by the tribe of Judah, first he speaks concerning the land, then he speaks all concerning the cities.
我们已经说过，讲到地乃是讲到那个丰富，讲到那个城。乃是讲到神的旨意。
Whenever we speak concerning the land, we speak concerning the riches of the land. Then whenever we speak of the cities, we speak concerning God's purpose.
我们在神的里面所得到的总是在这两方面，一方面是神的丰富，一方面是神的旨意。
There are two portions in which we gain from God. One is His riches, the other His purpose.
犹大支派在以色列人里面的支派当中是非常特别的一个支派。
The tribe of Judah is a very special tribe.
因为我们知道主耶稣乃是按照他们的传统来讲是从犹大支派里面出来的。
The Lord came from the tribe of Judah.
虽然犹大不是长子。
Even though Judah is not the eldest.
长子是流便。
Reuben is the eldest.
但实际上在以色列支派里面承受长子名分的是犹大支派和约瑟的支派。
But we know the one who gained the portion is the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Joseph.
在约瑟的支派里面得到两份。
The tribe of Joseph gained two portions.
这就是长子的名分里面所得到的。
This is what the eldest gained.
但是在属灵的里面，在犹大支派乃是承受了那个长子的名分。
But spiritually, the tribe of Judah gained the top portion.
所以我们读约书亚记的时候，你就发现他们分地的时候是分的两次来分的，可以说分成三次来分的。
So when we read the book of Joshua, the inheritance was divided into three times.
第一次是在约旦河边，把约旦河边的地先分给两个半支派。
So the first part is it was divided The land was divided
by two and a half.
那第二次呢？乃是在约旦河西边的时候，他又把那个土地先分给两个半支派。
So the second time was divided at the south of
the west
of the river Jordan.
这个时候呢，是犹大支派、以法莲支派跟马拿西支派。
And the third part is this is the second time they divided to the tribe of Joseph,
Judah,
Manasseh, and Ephraim.
以法莲跟马拿西就是约瑟的后代。
Ephraim and Manasseh are the descendants of Joseph.
换句话说，先把这个长子的先分了。
So in other words, the eldest, the portion of the eldest was given.
然后才分最后七个支派。
Then the last portion was given to the seven tribes.
那七个支派他们所分地的地点呢，是在示罗。
It was at the part of Sela.
Yeah. 在这前面，这五个支派呢，前面五个支派不是在示罗分的，后面七个支派呢是在示罗分的。
The first five tribes was not in Sela, but the last seven tribes was in the land of Sela.
头五个支派是在吉甲分的。
The first five tribes was given when they are in Gilgal.
Yeah. 吉甲是他们进入约旦河的头一个地方。
This is the first place when they enter into the when they cross the river Jordan.
示罗乃是他们最后一次聚集的地方。
Sela was the last place which they when they gathered together.
从示罗以后，他们就分散了。
After Sela, then they are divided.
所以从吉甲到示罗，就是以色列人在迦南得胜的一个光景。
From Gilgal to Sela, this is their victorious moment.
什么是吉甲呢？
What do you mean by Gilgal?
我们已经交通过，吉甲呢是除掉我们的肉体。
Gilgal means to deal off with our flesh.
什么叫示罗呢？
What do you mean by Sela?
示罗乃是代表神的同在。
Sela means the presence of God.
因为示罗那地方乃是他们放约柜的地方。
Because Sela is the place where they put the Ark of the Covenant.
示罗乃是他们放帐幕的地方。
This is the place where they put the tabernacle.
整个世世的时代，以色列人乃是到示罗那个地方来朝见神。
This is the place where the children of Israel meet God.
所以他们的一个在迦南地的一个得胜的经历，乃是从吉甲到示罗的一个经历。
The experience of victory is from Gilgal up to Sela.
没有吉甲就没有示罗。
Without Gilgal, there is no Sela.
这是今天我们在属灵里面的一个最重要的一个经历。
This is the most important experience in our spiritual life.
所有属灵的得胜都是从吉甲开始的。
All the spiritual victory started at Gilgal.
所有属灵的丰富都在示罗那里完成了。
All the experiences of the riches ended at Sela.
所以感谢主，他们分地的时候，一半在吉甲分的，一半在示罗分的。
So when they divided the land, one half was in Gilgal and the other half is in Sela.
这个犹大人分的地啊，一方面来说呢是非常的好，一方面来说呢是非常的不好。
On the one hand, the land given to the tribe of Judah.Is good, and the other hand, it's not so good.
怎么这样说是好呢？他们乃是在圣经上所说的南地。
Why do you say it's good? Because it's in the
Negev. The place is called
Negev. It was in Negev.
那块地呢，乃是非常丰富的。
Because that place Negev was so rich.
那为什么说不好呢？
How do you say it's not good?
因为犹大的地乃是在以色列各支派里面最南边的。
Because the land taken by the tribe of Judah is in the south.
它的东边呢有摩押人。
On the north,
东 east.
In the east, there are the Moabites.
它的南边，它的 south 有以东人。
The south, there are the Edomites.
它的西边有非利士人， west 有非利士人。
In the west, there are the Philistines.
它的北边呢是自己的支派。
In the east, there are their own tribes.
所以
the north, sorry.
所以这个犹太人的支派乃是在一个三面都是敌人的一个地方。
So the surroundings of the tribe of Judah are full of enemies.
这实在是神的一个心意。
This is the purpose of God.
因为在雅各在说预言的时候，他说犹大像一个狮子一样。
Because in Jacob's prophecy, he said Judah will be like a lion.
照理说这个支派三面受敌，他应该最先被灭亡的。
According to our concept, the tribe of Judah will be annihilated by the enemy.
但是我们读圣经的时候发现犹大支派却是在以色列国之后才灭亡的。
But we see that the tribe of Judah is after the destruction of the nation of Israel, he is the last one to be destroyed.
这个我们周围的仇敌反而对我们有好处。
Because it is an advantage to us when we are surrounded by the enemy.
这块地实在是丰富的。
Because this land is rich.
我们如果仔细读的话，我们发现这块地呢有好多不同的东西在里面。
If we read it in detail, there are a lot of things in this land.
头一样东西它有很多的河。
In one of the aspects, there are a lot of rivers.
回去有机会的话，你仔细读，有好多河的。
There are a lot of rivers in this land.
第二，它不但有河，有好多的泉水。
There are a lot of springs of water.
第三，不但有泉水，有许多的山。
Not only there are springs of water, there are mountains.
第四，还有许多的谷。
There are a lot of valleys also in this land.
这是代表它里面的丰富。
This represents the riches of this land.
什么是河呢？
What do you mean by river?
河就是这外面的这个丰富。
This is the outward riches of the land.
这是神加在我们外面的那个丰富。
This is the riches given by God outwardly.
什么是泉呢？
What do you mean by springs of water?
泉就是神摆在我们里面的那个丰富。
This is the riches given by God inwardly.
人一个属灵的儿女需要这两种丰富。
We need these two kinds of riches.
我们需要河，我们更需要泉。
We need the rivers, we need also the springs of water.
因为河会干的。
Because the river will dry up.
不下雨的时候河就会干了。
If there is no rain, then the river will dry up.
但是那个泉是不会干的。
But the springs will never dry up.
无论什么样的环境不管是下雨也好，不管是干旱也好，那个泉总是在那里的。
Whether it rains or not, the springs of water is always there.
这是这个迦南地的光景。
This is the situation of the land of Canaan.
这是活在迦南地的儿女里面应该有的光景。
This is the kind of situation that the children of Israel should have.
弟兄姊妹，你这里面，我这里面有没有这个泉呢？
In us, are there springs of water?
什么叫做有泉呢？
What do you mean by having springs of water?
就是这个人在环境艰难的时候，里面还是有喜乐。
Yeah, this means that even though this person is in tribulation, he still have joy.
这个人在顺利的环境里面，里面还是有喜乐。
Even though he's in trouble, he still have joy.
这个喜乐是一样的。
This joy is the same.
这个喜乐不会因为环境的关系而减少。
This joy will never decline, even though the situation is different.
我们实在需要注意我们里面的泉。
We need to pay attention to the springs within us.
什么是山呢？
What do you mean by mountains?
圣经里面常常讲到很多很多的山。
In the Bible speak concerning lots of mountains.
山代表什么呢？
What does the mountain represent?
山实在是代表人跟神亲近的一个地方。
Mountain represents the relationship of God and man.
人跟神亲近的地方。
This is a place where the man and God met.
Yeah. 就像在西乃山上神把他的旨意告诉摩西。
It's like in Mount Sinai where God give his purpose to Moses.
当亚伯拉罕住在迦南地的时候，他实在是住在一个山上。
When Abraham lived in the land of Canaan, he lived in a mountain.
他住在一个地方叫希伯伦，希伯伦是在一个山上的一个城。
Hebron. He lived in Hebron. Abraham lived in Hebron.
在新约的地方，神在一个变化山上变化了。
And the Lord was in the Mount of Transfiguration where he transfigured himself.
到启示录的时候，那个新耶路撒冷那是在锡安山上。
And we see in the New Testament, in the New Jerusalem was on a mountain.
弟兄姊妹，在我们的生活里面一定要有山的。
In our living, there should be mountains.
虽然我们休息的是没有山的。
Even though Houston, there is no mountain.
但是我们的生活里面一定要有山的。
But in our living, we should experience mountains.
每一天我们需要上山的。
Every day we should go up the mountain.
弟兄姊妹，你是不是每天有上山的？
Every day do we go up the mountain?
无论我们的环境多么艰难。
No matter in what tribulation we are.
如果我们那一天我们上了山。
But if that day we went up the mountain.
弟兄姊妹，我们那天就在迦南地。
Then we are in Canaan at that day.
我们那天就是丰富的。
Then on that day we are rich.
主在基督的里面为我们预备了许多的山。
Because God in Christ has given us a lot of mountains.
神呼召我们来是一个住在山上的人。
God told us that we will live in the mountains.
我们中国字很有意思，那个一个人在一个山的就是仙。
The Chinese. Oh Lord.
We have a special word. That word is composed by two characters. The first one is mountain, and the second is man. Man on top of mountain become God. 所以实在是我们需要上山的。
So we need to go up the mountain.
我们每天的生活需要一段时间在山上。
In our daily living, there should be a period of time that we are on the mountain.
山在圣经里面又代表丰富。
And the mountain represents riches in the Bible.
所以圣经上有话说，千山的牛啊。
The thousands of cattle on the mountain.
Yeah, 这实在是代表那个神的丰富。
This represents the riches of God.
山呢？又代表避难所。
Mountain also represents a kind of
shelter.
在
大卫的诗篇里面，我们看到太多的地方讲到山就是我们的避难所。
In the Psalms, David speaks a lot of mountains becoming our shelter.
当我们来到山上的时候，就是来到避难所的里面。
When we come to the mountain, it became our refuge.
为什么有的时候我们被环境所打倒
？Even why in some of the situations we are knocked down?
因为我们没有在山上
，because we are not on the mountain，
我们不在避难所的里面
，we are not in the shelter。
这实在是迦南地里面给我们的一个启示。
This is kind of revelation given us in the Bible。
我们需要在山上
，we should be on the mountain。
最后讲到谷
，lastly speak of the valley。
什么是谷呢
？What do you mean by valley？
在南地的地方啊，那个地方下雨是季节性的
seasonal。The rain in the south is seasonal。
所以一下呢，雨就很大。
When it rains, the rain is great.
然后不下雨的时候呢，就干了。
But when it doesn't rain, it dries up.
那个水呢，就在那个地上呢，就挖出很多的谷来。
So and because of that, through the rain, there are a lot of valleys came out.
这个谷有一个特点。
And this valley has a specialty.
那个谷的地方呢，往往就是地下有泉的地方。
In the valley, there are springs.
所以只要在那个谷的地方，你往下抓的，往下。挖的话就会挖到钱。
If we dig in the valley, then there are springs.
所以在圣经里面讲到迦南地，它的谷是最丰富的。
When in the Bible, when we speak of the land of Canaan, there are a lot of valleys.
这个谷说充满了五谷的。
Because this valley is full of springs.
No. The grain.
Grain.
各种各样的谷物。
Different kind of grain.
都长在那个谷的里面。
And these grains are in the valleys.
只要人肯挖掘，就会有泉水出来。
Whenever men try to dig up, then there are springs.
实在是看到在这个迦南地里面那个丰富呢是隐藏的。
So in the land of Canaan, the riches is beneath.
如果我们坐在那个迦南的地方，我们不肯挖井的话，那我们就没有水。
If we are in the land of Canaan and we are not willing to dig, then we have no water.
但是只要是肯在神面前出代价来挖井的人，总是得到泉水。
If we are willing to pay a part, then we dig, then there are springs.
好，这讲到第一段，
this is the first portion.
讲到犹大人所得到的那块地。
This is the portion which speaks concerning the land which tribe of Judah gained.
第二段讲到迦勒他的女儿这件事。
And secondly, speak concerning the daughter of Caleb.
迦勒这个女儿做了一件事。
This is there is one thing that the daughter of Caleb do.
就是她的丈夫得到了一块地。
And his husband gained a piece of land.
这个妻子呢就跟丈夫讲，你去跟我父亲要那个泉。
Then the daughter told her husband that he should ask for the spring.
然后迦勒就把那个上权跟下权都赐给了他的女儿跟他的女婿。
And Caleb gave the upward springs and the lower springs to her daughter.
我们看到这一点，迦勒自己是一个得产业的人。
Caleb himself is a person who gained the inheritance.
但他的女儿也是一个得产业的人。
But her daughter also gained the inheritance.
这个属灵的这个宝贵呢，从迦勒身上传到他的女儿身上去了。
And this spiritual inheritance was transferred from Caleb to her daughter.
第二，他的女儿有一个非常宝贵的一个认识。
Her daughter has a good understanding.
他要那个泉。
He wants the spring. She wants the spring.
我们实在是每个弟兄啊，都需要有这么一个姐妹。
I wish everybody should have this kind of a sister.
这个姊妹呢，是告诉弟兄说你要向要全的。
This sister should tell her brother you should ask for the spring.
这个弟兄也很好，很顺服他的姊妹。
And this brother is very obedient to her sister.
他就去要。
And he asked for it.
父亲呢就给了。
And the father gave it.
我们感谢主，这个姊妹在这里扶持着弟兄呢。
And this sister really supported the brother.
我们在家里是做姊妹的。我们要我们的弟兄要什么东西呢
？The wives, what kind of things should we ask from the husband？
我们天天向我们丈夫所抱怨的是什么东西呢
？What kind of things should we ask from the husband？
你要丈夫在世界上得着什么东西呢
？In the world, what should you ask the husband to take？
我们实在需要来思想。
We should think about it。
我们是不是要这个丈夫去寻找那个上好的就是权？
Should we ask the husband to seek for the best thing? It is the springs.
在做一个姊妹的，怎么样来在灵里面服侍这个弟兄呢？
As a sister, how should we serve our brother?
我们从弟兄的方面来讲，我们是不是愿意来顺从，来听我们姊妹的建议？
On the part of the brother, will we listen to our sister?
好像我们来寻求神要我们所寻求的。
Like that we seek after what God wants us to seek.
第三段就讲到他们所得到的城。
Thirdly, speak concerning the cities that the tribe of Judah had gained.
这里有好多好多的城。
There are a lot of cities.
太多我们实在不能一一的去讲。
We cannot speak on all of this.
但是有一座城我们需要来讲。
But there is one city that we should speak of.
这个城就是耶路撒冷。
This city is the city of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷实在来讲并不在犹大支派的境界里面。
Jerusalem is really not in the realm of the tribe of Judah.
但是耶路撒冷实在是非常非常靠近这犹大支派。
But Jerusalem is very near the land of the tribe of Judah.
它在犹大支派跟那个便雅悯支派的交界的地方。
It is in the border of the tribe of Benjamin and the tribe of Judah.
所以在耶路撒冷的城外有两个山。
So in the outside of Jerusalem there are two mountains.
一个是锡安山。
One is the Mount Zion.
一个是摩利山。
The other is Mount
Moriah. 这两座山呢就在犹大的境界里面。
These two mountains are within the realm of the tribe of Judah.
这两座山都是非常的宝贵的。
And these two mountains are so precious.
将来那个新耶路撒冷不是在原来的耶路撒冷，乃是在那个锡安山上。
The New Jerusalem is not
It's
on the Mount Zion.
锡安山乃是神那个心意的所在。
The Mount Zion is the will and purpose of God.
那个摩利山也是非常宝贵的。
And Mount Moriah is also very precious.
摩利山乃是亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献给神的地方。
It is the place where Abraham sacrificed his son Isaac.
摩利山也是所罗门所建圣殿建的地方。
And Mount Moriah is also the place where Solomon built the temple.
所有讲到这个城，讲到这个殿，都是讲到神的心意。
Whenever we speak of the city, whenever we speak of the temple, we speak of God's purpose.
在犹大支派里面，神把他的心意摆在这个耶路撒冷旁边的两座山上面。
The purpose of God was placed on the between the two mountains and the tribe of Judah.
Yeah. 耶路撒冷它的意思就是平安的根基。
Jerusalem means the
foundation of
the foundation of peace.
而真正的那个耶路撒冷乃是教会。
The real Jerusalem is the church today.
这是神的一个心意。
This is the purpose of God today.
神的心意借着这个城就表明出来了。
And through this city, the purpose of God was revealed.
但是我们读到最后一节的时候。
But when we come to the last verse,
那时候讲到一句话。
There is one word.
就是犹大人没有把住在耶路撒冷的耶布斯人赶出去。
Those who live in Judah doesn't drive out the Jebusites.
这是他们的一个失败。
This is one of their defeat.
这也是我们今天常常有的一个失败。
This is one of our defeat today.
神把我们一切都预备好了。
Oh, the Lord has prepared everything for us.
所有迦南的丰富都是我们的。
All the riches of Canaan is for us.
神把他的旨意向我们显现了。
And his purpose has been revealed to us.
我们看见那座城。
And we have seen this city.
有一件事我们没有做到。
But there is one thing that we haven't attained yet.
我们不能把耶布斯人赶出去。
We should drive out the Jebusites.
感谢主，神把这些事情写在圣经的里面。
All these things God has written in the Bible.
因为这些事实在就是反映出我们的情况。
And this is really a reflection of our situation today.
我们如果不能赶出耶布斯人的话，
If we cannot drive out the Jebusites,
神的心意还是不能达到。
Then his purpose will not be fulfilled.
所以感谢主，让我们看见在迦南地有这样丰富的一件事。
So praise the Lord for causing us to see the riches in the land of Canaan.
但是求主也带领我们看见，我们需要把耶布斯人赶出去。
But the Lord, may the Lord also reveal to us that we should drive out the Jebusites.
我们需要来寻找那个泉。
We need to look for the springs.
我们需要上那个山。
We should go up the mountain.
只有这样的时候，我们能够 在这个迦南地里面得到那真正的丰富。
Only through this can we gain the real riches in the land of Canaan.
一个在山上的人，他还是看得远的人。
A person that is on the mountain, he can look afar.
一个有泉水的人，乃是一个不会口渴的人。
A person who has springs will never be thirsty.
愿主恩待我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
让我们看见什么是最宝贵。
That we may see what is real precious.
让我们看见什么是值得我们去努力。
And what that we can see, what is the thing that we should seek after?
我们今天就讲到这。
Our fellowship ends here.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have some prayers.
我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你在基督里面为我们所预备的是何等的丰富。
What you have prepared for us is real rich.
这些人的话语就让我们看见你的心意是何等的宽广。
Through your word, we can see that your purpose is so broad.
来扩充我们里面的度量。
Lord, broaden Lord, broaden us.
让我们这个人不但是进到迦南地里面。
Not only we are a person who enter into the land of Canaan.
我们乃是有个心，我们要来得这个产业。
But also we had a heart to gain this inheritance.
我们乃是与众圣徒一同来同得基业。
Or that we can with all the saints gain this inheritance.
感谢你成为我们的山寨。
Or praise you that you are a mountain.
让我们在我们生活里面，我们常常做一个登山的人。
May we be a person who, in our daily living, go up the mountain.
在那里与我们的主有亲密的交通。
That we can have fellowship with our dear Lord.
也让我们愿意做一个出代价的人。
May we also be a person who really pay the price.
在这个地上做一个挖井的人。
Be a person who really dig for the springs.
好像神的丰富能够透过我们。就临到许许多多的人。
That your riches will pass through us and go to other people.
恩待你自己的话语。
Or may you have mercy on your word.
祷告奉主耶稣基督。
Your precious name we pray.